The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolman, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Yes, opinions that inspire, and everybody's been inspired by Kelly Slater. The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 Drive Car of the Year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And we've also got an extra text from Ben here saying, add that Slater won the Pipeline Masters in 2022, age 50, youngest man to win a world title, and the oldest, says it all, the greatest of all time, change the sport forever. And as we mentioned, bowed out of the Margaret River Pro earlier today at the age of 52. Will it be his final professional event? We'll have to wait and see. Let's look now for Tyre Power's Power Up sale. It's on now with the latest sports headlines. And here's an interesting one regarding AFL, is that Charlie Cameron, as we know, went to the tribunal, and despite rejecting the Lions' push to have the impact of Charlie Cameron's tackle on Melbourne's Jake Lever downgraded from medium to low, the tribunal tonight has found exceptional and compelling circumstances to remove the one-week ban. So Charlie is now free to play this weekend after being handed a one-week suspension. And a lot of people are just shaking their heads from side to side, wondering what the hell is going on, particularly as we saw the incident the other night, those two incidents that saw one player rubbed out for 1 week and the other player exonerated. All right, in other news from the AFL today, Collingwood Premiership defender Nathan Murphy has retired from the game on the advice of doctors due to his ongoing concussion issues. He's had 10 concussions, the 24-year-old. He told his teammates of the decision this morning before the club went on to issue a press release. This is Nathan Murphy on his decision to retire, coming from the Collingwood website.
Yeah, so I'm here today to announce my retirement from AFL football after consulting with a lot of health professionals and the people around me who mean the most to me. I think this is the best decision for me right now and going forward in my future. So, yeah. All I can think about right now is how amazing and positive this experience has been for me. The club has been amazing. My family and I have been so appreciative and grateful of what they've done for me. We talk a lot about putting the player first and athletes second, and it's just really nice to know that we're actually living it at this club. And I've made some friends along the way who I'll be best mates with for the rest of my life. I've lived out my childhood dream and I've got a premiership to share with 40 odd other people and staff as well. So whilst it's unfortunate that it's come to this, I think this has just been like so amazing. Not many people get to say like they live their childhood dream, and that's why I'm just so fortunate and grateful for this club, because they've given me that opportunity. And I think ultimately I got to do what I loved, and I think that's why I came to this decision.
And he spoke very well. Well done, Nathan. You delivered yourself with great respect. And I think the way you spoke there showed that you're comfortable with the decision. Played 57 games across six seasons on the Collingwood list and was subbed out of last year's grand final victory after being concussed in that collision with Brisbane's Lincoln McCarthy. So there you go. We wish him the best. Only 24 years of age and has had to pull the pin on his AFL career due to having 10 concussions. And for the benefit of life going forward, he's no doubt made the right decision based on medical advice. All right, the other big story for mine comes from India. And Travis Head blasted his second T20 century. He hit 102, did Travis Head, which was a huge effort in helping Pat Cummings' Sunrisers Hyderabad to a record score and an IPL victory. Head's second T20 100 after his dazzling New Year's Eve effort for the Adelaide Strikers in 2015 was the fourth fastest in IPL history, reaching the milestone of 39 balls, and his 102 was the launch pad for Hyderabad to make three for 287. That's off 20 overs. 3 for 287. Here are some of the highlights.
Goes straight this time. Pitched up. Goes all the way. An Angel One Super 6 from Travis Head.
Ferguson, where now? And he's got Moose Degay all the way. Oh, it's whistled. Travis Head has just got 50 himself inside the power play. Oh, fetch another. The Lear hostess on that one. It's big, that. No, oh, again and again and again. Travis Head has hit 7 sixes to go with his 4 fours. He's only striking at 283.33.
Oh, hit into the gap, and that's 4. So 100 for Travis Head. Oh, what a special innings this has been. Just off 39 deliveries. You beauty.
It's the 4th fastest in IPL history. That's how good this innings is.
Yeah, clear my front leg and slog it a little bit. So it's not the prettiest thing in the world. Never has been, but pleased with how I moved today and how I struck the ball. So a good day for me, but I don't have many of them.
Well, there you go. So they scored 287 for the loss of 3 wickets. They bettered their own IPL record of earlier this season of 3 for 277. Let's also remember that the crowds are fairly small in India, but still, off 20 overs, they scored 287. They only won by 25 runs. That's all they won by. The Royal Challengers Bengaluru recovered from 6 for 181 in the 15th over to finish at 7 for 262. Now, the two innings, that is 40 overs, produced 549 runs, easily the highest in IPL history. So there you go. And just before I go, let's just, Jai Cully, there was a text earlier today from Tony at Vic Park. I said I'd get back to you, Tony. He says, any news regarding Jai Cully's return to playing? He played in the WAFL side for the Eagles that were victorious last weekend against East Fremantle. Only picked up the 11 touches, so he is fit, but certainly you'd think he's a few weeks away, maybe 2 or 3 weeks away from getting to where the Eagles want him to be, and maybe fully fit, ready for an AFL return. And just looking at the Eagles' injury list, Oscar Allen is still noted with his knee 6 to 8 weeks. Rhett Bazzo, that groin, 5 to 6 weeks. Matt Flynn, who came here as the number one ruckman, has got that knee complaint, still listed at 4 to 5 weeks. The late out last week, Callum Jamieson, with that hamstring, will be confirmed whether he will miss and how much footy he will miss. And Elijah Hewitt, at the moment, looks like coming the post-bye. Hope you've enjoyed the show. It's been a good one. I enjoyed having a chat with Adrian Fletcher, and I enjoyed having a chat with Ross Peligra, the owner chairman of the Perth Glory, after being smacked for 8 goals last week by the Melbourne City, and today forcing the club to issue an apology to all the fans and members of the Perth Glory. Thanks very much. To Connor Hazelby, thank you very much. Jimmy Williams, that's it for me. See you tomorrow at 5.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolman, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.